USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The lawyer for a second woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct back in the 1980s says his client's willing to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee if she's invited. However, lawyer John Clune says he's not so sure he'd recommend it, and she hasn't been invited.
And that's a decision that I'll certainly let her make. I would be very concerned about doing that, but it wouldn't surprise me if she would agree to do that. But we'll wait and see if she actually gets that invitation and go from there.
He spoke on NBC's Today Show. Meanwhile, the first accuser and Kavanaugh are both set to testify tomorrow before the judiciary panel. President Trump will be chairing a UN Security Council session today, also meeting with the Israeli and British prime ministers and the president of Japan. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
President Trump will be chairing a meeting at the United Nations General Assembly today. Yesterday, he addressed the General Assembly, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The president hit on many things, including North Korea, our borders, and keeping America safe. The president also talked about the Iran deal and why the United States pulled out.
The Iran deal was a windfall for Iran's leaders. In the years since the deal was reached, Iran's military budget grew nearly 40%. The dictatorship used the funds to build nuclear-capable missiles, increase internal repression, finance terrorism, and fund havoc and slaughter in Syria and Yemen.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Delta Airlines has a problem with its information technology system is why they had to call for a ground stop for its flights across the nation for several hours overnight. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today could be a day of reckoning for thousands of people residing in South Carolina, even though Hurricane Florence may only be a memory for some. People who live near rivers in Horry and Georgetown counties are expecting to have to get out of the way when those rivers crest today. Georgetown could see flooding of 5 to 10 feet deep. Thousands of people have already been urged to evacuate that area. In a Tuesday speech to Virginia Military Institute cadets, Defense Secretary James Mattis was discussing the plans for the Department of Defense, and John Clemens has details.
Mattis laid out his three lines of effort. They included building a more lethal military, create more alliances, and to modernize every program at the Pentagon.
We're going to modernize the Department of Defense so every dollar I get, I can look the American Congress in the eye and say, we didn't waste your money. We didn't waste the treasure. And it went to make our military more lethal.
He also pledged to share the Pentagon's capability to protect the country from cyber attack with those outside the military. I'm John Clemens.
And in Major League Baseball, Washington Nationals ace pitcher Max Scherzer's latest milestone came at the expense of the Miami Marlins last night. Scherzer struck out 10 Marlins in a 9-4 victory at Washington, becoming just the 17th pitcher in MLB history to record 300 strikeouts in a single season. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.